This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. When it comes to music, Sander Van Doorn is considered an influential and popular DJ for dance music. Sander Van Doorn joins me to speak about his career and how he has maintained his longevity in the music scene. Thanks for joining me, Sander.
Good to be on the show.
So how long have you been a DJ?
I've been a DJ now for about 22 years, and 20 years of that was kind of like professional. And 2 years before, I was more playing in like a local pub during my college time.
Wow. So you've been through like this whole transition of EDM being a bit underground to now mainstream. What's that been like?
It's been a big change, to be honest. You know, my style when I started out was kind of like a cross-section between trance, house, and techno. And it kind of evolved throughout the years and also the sounds. All of a sudden, you had minimal house that got really popular. And with that, electro house came after that. Then all of a sudden, you had this big boom with the whole EDM scene, the big room scene. And yeah, right now, you know, it's kind of moved a little bit more to deep house and also more to specialist markets. For instance, with Purple Haze, I'm going more and more towards, you know, the good old trance market. Whereas with Sander Van Doorn, you know, I try to stay as diverse as possible.
You know, every region has its own favorite type of EDM genre. How do you make it kind of in the middle so everybody can enjoy it?
That's kind of the experience I've built up throughout the years in different areas. For instance, in Asia, people like a lot more energy and a lot more synths. Where, for instance, in the U.S., sounds can be a lot more organic and a lot more housey and in the basses. So it kind of can differ per territory. But, you know, I always take a lot of records with me whenever I play out, and I kind of take it by ear.
So you're also a producer. How'd you go from being a DJ to also encompassing being a producer?
To be honest, I actually started producing first, and then, you know, once DJing ties that at the local pub. But I kind of always was, you know, could find me in the studio producing tracks. And I wasn't even planning on becoming a DJ in the first place. I just wanted to produce music. But I got my first shows because I produced a lot of tracks, and promoters started to notice me. So they booked me directly. And that's how I got into the more combination between producing and DJing. And yeah, I really started to like that. And the first time was, I think, Switzerland. About 18 years ago, well, 18 to 19 years ago, where I did one of the first gigs as one of my first names as well, as Sam Sharp.
That is actually really funny. You wanted to be a producer, just laying down some tracks, and you kind of fell into being a DJ. Have you ever been like, hey, I just want to go back to just being in the producer seat?
Well, you know, I love DJing, so for the next 5 to 10 years, I'll definitely be a DJ besides producing tracks. But, you know, in the end, I'm going to travel a little bit less. The travel part is the hardest part, and it takes a lot of energy, and it's not that good for your health as well. In the end, you know, there will be a time where it's going to do less DJing and more producing, definitely.
Now, back in 2017, you relaunched under an alias, Purple Haze. What happened there? Why'd you do that?
It was kind of like a revival of an older name I used 12 years ago to produce more deeper and melodic, moody-sounding tracks. Yeah, a few years ago, I came up with the idea to kind of produce a track that had that old Purple Haze sound to it, but definitely into a new bracket. So I produced a track called Neloy. So I really liked doing that more and more. So I started producing more tracks, and all of a sudden this whole album came about. So I decided to do more live with Purple Haze. And yeah, it's been a wild ride with that alias as well the last couple of years.
So what are some projects that you're currently working on?
I'm working on a few collaborations right now, both names, Sander Van Doorn as well as Purple Haze. Can't say too much about it just yet. And besides that, a lot of solo tracks. I'm also working towards another artist album, so a lot of studio work.
You're also currently on tour. Where are some places people can come and check you out at?
Play at the Prison Nightclub in Chicago this weekend. Besides that, I'll be in India for New Year's Eve, if it looks like that. Besides that, there's a big U.S. tour coming up as well as Asia. So definitely Asia and U.S., most respectively.
Well, thanks, Sander, for joining me. I appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You know, at my socials, just go to my Instagram website, Instagram, Sander van Doorn Official. You can find information over there.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.